The Viewpoints of the Leader, سید مجتبی حسینی خامنه‌ای.
This is part of the message of Imam Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the anniversary of the martyrdom of Ayatollah Beheshti and his companions, and the National Week of the Judiciary, issued on June 28, 2026.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. My name is Mahdiya, and I'll be speaking to you about our respected leader, Sayyid Mujtaba Hussein Khamenei's message. So I quote, "From the blood of the oppressed martyrs of the Second and Third Imposed Wars to the physical, psychological, material and spiritual damages inflicted on our dear country," unquote. So these words carry the weight of decades of suffering. They're not mere rhetoric. They are a testimony to the crimes that have been committed against our nation, crimes that demand justice. The Second and Third Imposed Wars by the Zionist and the American regime were not just military conflicts. They were assaults on the very existence of our people, the blood of our martyrs. Our brave sons, our fathers, our brothers were spilled on the soil of this land. These martyrs did not fall in vain. Their sacrifice demands accountability. Their blood cries out for justice, and that justice must be pursued, no matter how much time has passed. The damage inflicted on our nation extends far beyond the battlefield. The physical damage, our cities, our infrastructure, our homes have been devastated. Entire neighborhoods were reduced to rubble. Hospitals, schools, and mosques, places of life, learning, and worship were deliberately targeted by the Zionists and their puppets. The scars of these attacks are still visible today, a constant reminder of the cruelty of our enemies. Children who witnessed the bombing of their homes grew up with wounds that cannot be seen, but are felt every day. Parents who lost their child carry a grief that never fades. The psychological toll of all these wars for the past 47 years in one form or the other has been passed down from parent to child, creating a legacy of pain that continues to affect our society. The material damage, our economy, our resources, our future has been systematically undermined. Billions of dollars in infrastructure destroyed. Years of progress erased. Sanctions by the Americans and the Zionists and economic warfare have compounded the destruction, targeting not just our military, but our people, our food, our medicine, our ability to survive and thrive. And the spiritual damage, let's not forget, the assault of our faith, our values and our identity has been relentless. Our enemies have sought not only to destroy our land, but to break our spirit. They have sought to make us doubt our faith, to undermine our confidence in our leaders, and to erode our belief in the justice of our cause. This has been affected each and every individual of the oppressed Iranian nation, both at home and abroad. These crimes have not gone unnoticed. They have been documented, recorded, and preserved. The evidence exists, the testimony is there, but documentation alone is not enough. The crimes must be answered for. The criminals, the Zionists, must be held accountable. Justice must be served, not only for our sake, but for the sake of all of humanity, to show that such crimes will not go unpunished. This is a task not only for today, it is a task for the courts, for the judiciary, and for the international legal system. They deserve to live. The people deserve to live in a world where justice prevails, where the powerful cannot crush the weak with impunity, and where the blood of the innocent is not shed in vain. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to this message. If you like to follow, we will be continuing with more of this message on Iran Radio. Wassalam.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. more.